from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, you know, you zoom out. You really got to zoom out.
We had our moments.
Right now.
Started rough.
From
ended
where we
rough.
Are.
Right there, we had a little bit of a sweet spot there of was, innovation and idealism.
I was at the in-laws yesterday in the afternoon, and I, you know, the Cubs game happened, and that fourth inning happened. And I just, you know, for the couple innings after that, I just didn't know what to do with myself. I was just kind of like drifting a little. And my brother-in-law and my mother-in-law started to talk about the debate and started to talk about Biden and Trump. And it's like, and they very often get into this and it's like, I usually run screaming. But I realized as I was sitting there, I'd rather think about this than
great.
Than the Cubs.
It was.
I would rather
so
hang
I'm not
out
there.
In that.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Oh, man.
I'm not there.
I jumped into that conversation.
Yeah, earnestly interested
honestly,
in
I was
a
like,
Biden-Trump
I was like,
conversation.
I think, and you know what we did? We all ended up watching Jon Stewart make fun of both of them. That like 15-minute clip of Jon Stewart making fun.
I watched it,
and we're all laughing. We're all laughing together. I'm like, all right. All right, we got somewhere. We got somewhere as a room just today. And that's why I'm voting Bubby for president 2024.
Was she born here? Is she eligible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great. Fine. She can have my vote, too. Great.
Let's go,
and
Bubby.
Unlike previous presidential candidates, she does actually have Native American blood, yes?
She does.
We'll
get to that later in the show. That's a tease for all your listeners out there. Stay tuned.
Actually born here. That's
excellent.
Right.
That's great. Okay.
So anyway.
Perfect.
But yeah, I was not in a good place and wanting to even think about the Cubs or discuss the Cubs or frankly come to work and talk about the Cubs. But here we are.
Well, I said on Friday it was as close to a must-win series as you could get without it actually being a must-win series because they are obviously the team you're supposed to be better than. They are obviously better than you, both on the field and organizationally. That would be impossible to dispute at this point. But we can talk any specifics of the game that you want to. And I think there's a lot of things to get to from all three of the games. But man, last year, an 8-game winning streak saved them from being sellers. That's pretty well documented at this point. That 8-game win streak got them to 53-51, but on the right side of the expanded wild card race. An 8-game win streak right now wouldn't do much for you, man. Really wouldn't. Like an 8-game winning streak would make the Chicago Cubs 47-46, and given the sheer volume of teams that they need to jump over, that actually wouldn't put them into the playoffs. It would put them closer. If you just assume that every team in front of them played 500 baseball. So I give no one credit for being good, no one credit really for being bad. And you just like averaged it out. They'd still be on the outside looking, and they'd obviously be closer.
A game over 500, depending on when the time frame would be, would go. See, because Jed,
it went too much for me.
I think it would do a lot for Jed because he's. And we'll get to Jed audio later. Jed has been spending the last couple of months sitting around waiting for them to play better.
I know. But I'm saying
he's still sitting around. And if he saw an 8-game win streak, he'd be like, oh, there they are. There's that team I built. There's what I know.
Right. But I'm talking to you. Would you feel that much better? Because we got fooled by an 8-game win streak last year. That 8-game win streak was not representative of what they actually were or are.
Mm.
They won 83 games.
Yeah.
They collapsed when it mattered.
They did collapse. They did collapse late. But that eight-game win streak happened. And Danny, I mean, don't forget, look, if we're going to talk about last year's 8-game win streak, it hits very close to home. Me and Elise Menaker and Mike Esposito were the reason that thing happened.
I'm sorry.
Okay?
I forgot who I'm talking to.
I mean, that's the thing.
That 8-game win streak didn't change what you feel.
I mean, we were a huge part of the spark of that whole thing.
And none of it would have happened had not rob Yoan of that grand slam. Who knows what could have happened? We could have all saved ourselves a lot of aggravation, perhaps, if that ball went over the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent point.
A lot of bad teams in that stretch.
It's just like, but it's not.
Forgot about that detail.
It feels a lot later than it is because of how long they've played as badly as they have. But an 8-game win streak that puts them one game over 500, to answer that question, I think it would change a lot in the mindset of that front office. Would it change the mindset for us? Yeah, it would.
47-46, you'd be there. They're worth buying into. They're worth believing in.
Not necessarily. I don't know if, but there was certainly, you're not racing to sell everything that you have. You're probably in a spot where you're then waiting another couple of weeks and deciding whether to make a small buy or not. You know, I mean, it's like, it's so these moments matter. These times matter. I'm sure you set the table on Friday very well and effectively for how important this series was. And it was important. And the reason that yesterday just kicked people and certainly kicked me in the rocks as much as it did is because of how ugly they played on Friday. Just pathetic, you know, and forgetting how many outs there were and then all of the ugliness that was going on. And then Saturday, they come up with a win. Steele is great, and Steele finally freaking screams. Somebody shows something after it feels like they've been sitting around for 2 months doing nothing from the front office perspective. You wondered what council's even doing. Is anybody doing anything? We're scraping around the last couple of months going like, who's...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Who's the funny guy on the coaching staff? Is he taking them and doing funny things?
Yeah.
Who's the ass kicker on the coaching staff? Like,
this
who
has
is
been
it?
A dead ass team.
They were there freaking dead ass forever. So finally Saturday, they show you a little something. And Steele is feisty, and he talked about it, by the way, with Zach Zabin on pregame yesterday. This was great. Great one-on-one from Zach and Steele.
I was just frustrated, you know, just the way runs were being given up and stuff. And, you know, I myself have places I can be better too, so I got to hold myself accountable as well. So, yeah, I mean... We're a good ball team, and we're capable of playing really good baseball, and we all know that.
There's a belief here that this team can be much better than it's been. How do you guys get there?
Simply by putting wins in the column. There's no other way to put it. We just got to put wins in the column. That's the only way to show it at this point. So no other thing to say but to go out there and do it.
Well, so they got me. It got me. Got me one more day. Because, like, last week, Danny, you and I are here, and we're like, yeah, we're not good. Go ahead. Print it. Hashtag it. Make the T-shirts. Put it out there.
Yeah, a couple of you, by the way, who sent pictures with the knot in the We Are Good shirts. Really like that.
Yeah.
Considering making it my avatar.
Yeah, there you go.
It's
you
funny.
Know?
It's good work.
But they got me one more day with that win on Saturday, with Neris getting the save, even though it was, of course, a little scary, but with Steele being all pissed off and everybody admitting after the game, that's good. Yeah, we needed that. They got me, and it was like, you know what? If they win this game with the Brewers and they get 2 out of 3 and they start to believe in themselves, hey, the Phillies are battered. Maybe they could take 2 out of 3 from the Phillies without Schwarber and Harper. And maybe it's not too late because the moment to seize the freaking calendar is literally, it was this past month and they didn't do it. But they got me with one more day. And then there's Hendricks, and we've talked about it, how good Hendricks has been. Oh, best ERA in baseball in the month of June. He's reinvented. Dad said, where's the curveball? He's throwing the curveball. First three innings, it's what, 36 pitches, 3 scoreless?
Yep.
Nico homers on the first at bat of the game after Steele lights him up. I mean, here we go. There's one more time. You're feeling it. And then that 7 freaking runs with the Bryce Turang Grand Slam topping it off. Just that was a smack to the spiritual nutsack for me And I think for a lot of others.
The spiritual nutsack.
My spiritual nutsack.
Is that where your spirit is?
Yeah, it's.
You keep your spirit in your nutsack.
Apparently.
Okay.
Because that's where it got me.
Sure.
Danny.
Just way to be stereotypical of our gender. That's what, well, it is, what people have been saying. Oh, man, you only think with this. Yeah. This is where my spirit is.
Guilty as charged. And I saw spiritual nutsack at the Lounge Axe.
The sack
in 1998. Those guys were great. But and then I heard
a little vulgar.
My surprising the band, yeah, they were not the bit, but the band for sure. And then I heard my surprising spirit animal, Dustin Rhodes, this morning. After
now
he was
trouble.
Talking about it, he said he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do after that Grand Slam. I was wandering around my neighbor's house or my in-law's house, and I got involved in a conversation about the debate, Danny. That's how much that thing freaking broke me. Because,
well, that inning was stupid also. Contreras leading it off with an infield single. Hap. What was Hap doing on that ball in left?
I don't know.
What is he doing?
I thought Hendricks was right. He said after the game, I thought it was a home run off the bat. I got lucky it was even in the park.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I don't know what the hell Hap was doing.
He missed it by 8 feet.
We're not good. We are not good. And they got me with one more day. So, and then it just pissed me off so much to see it all come tumbling down, and it's just sucked. And I'm like, there's too much invested. I care too much, obviously. My spirit shouldn't be down there, and it shouldn't be involved, but it felt very involved with the baseball yesterday, and it just absolutely freaking crushed and sucked, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It's good to see you.
John Murray, good to see you too. John Morosi in 20 minutes on what a sell-off would look like. What he's hearing based on other reports about Crochet and Robert that are kind of conflicting about the White Sox. We'll do some baseball trade stuff with our guy John Morosi in 20 minutes. But more specifics from the actual weekend. Because, yeah, it's bad and it's ugly. Is it still a professional product? It's next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.